92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I have been to 6 wakes in the last 2.5 months. My father's death was one of them. I've talked about that a few times on the air over the last few years. His struggle with Parkinson's disease finally came to an end, and we're all very relieved about that. But it brought up an interesting subject. What happens to someone's website accounts when they pass on? That could be a real problem for some families because you may not be able to find the list of usernames and passwords for all their online accounts, which will require attention or need to be shut down. But the people at Apple have put their heads together and done something productive, and they came up with a really interesting idea that could help people with that situation. They launched a new program called Digital Legacy. And again, right now this is only for Apple devices, but it will allow you to assign people permission to access your account in the event that you pass on. And when you think about how much of our lives are based on the internet these days, that's actually a really good idea because this will let your family members access your Apple cloud storage, photos, notes, email account, calendar, reminders, and other platforms. It's definitely something worth looking into, especially if you have older family members that are internet savvy. It could save you a lot of aggravation.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.